Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, things rapidly going downhill in Johannesburg. I'm afraid the N3 southbound, that massive accident off to Germiston, causing trouble backing up to the airport. And it's now slow from Marlborough Drive heading southbound. And the Mike 1 both directions is a mess today.
The High Court in Pietermaritzburg earlier today struck former President Jacob Zuma's private prosecution case against journalist Karen Moore and advocate Billy Downer off the roll, a move welcomed by the Jacob Zuma Foundation and still making headlines. Gauteng Education MEC Matome Chilwane says an independent law firm will be appointed to probe the death of the two Davidson Skeel schoolboys who drowned on Monday. Moving abroad, at least 70 people died in Afghanistan after almost a week of heavy rain in the country, this after they experienced an unusually dry winter. According to the government's disaster management department, the drought exacerbated flash flooding in most of the country's provinces. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 5.
We start off with cricket news from within the borders. The South Africa women take on Sri Lanka women at the third ODI in Potchefstroom. And they lost the toss and Sri Lanka chose to field first. So South Africa batting at the moment, 215 for four. And that is after 40 overs. The captain, Laura Wolfart, top scoring, and she's still there at the moment. So good going there. 127 not out of 118 deliveries with her. Nadine de Klerk of 15 of 23 deliveries. The Gujarat Titans at the moment, well, it's not going too well for David Miller's team. He's also just been given out after an original not out decision. The Gujarat Titans now 30 for 4 after 5 overs after the Delhi Capitals won the toss and chose to field first. And with more sport, well, they have to be fresh. And the team playing the APR a challenge in the semi-finals at just over a fortnight from now. Well, they're going to see some changes made to the Hollywood Bets Sharks team for the game against Glasgow. That's happening on Friday. The objective, of course, will remain the same, to keep winning as they've done in the past couple of weeks. And if the Sharks are going to be on point in their challenge game against Clermont Auvergne in London on the 4th of May, they need to manage the workload of several of those frontline players. Two-time Rugby World Cup winning captain Siya Kolisi was named in the Time magazine's list of 100 most influential people of 2024. And you know, I couldn't leave this one out. England hooker Amy Cocaine has been given a one-game ban that will rule her out of the Women's Six Nations match against Ireland. Yes, her name is Amy Cocaine, and she's a hooker. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Driving down the freeway at night, I only got one thing in the back.